many appearing, and revelations of crime. As I walked in the heaven, receiving God's order, the throne of regeneration, Jesus sake on Adam, the crownings of love, many others. Some of you haven't understood why when I saw a group of people, certain person gathering people to them, that I descend on them with a fury. Tell them George Kokalis and others. God, I know the danger in this. God only gives you one lead man. And you don't follow them. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. You don't follow the other. He said, though you have 10,000 instructors, you only have one father. Now this is what's happened in every area that I went in. I know the danger in this thing. You begin to follow each other and you pick up their strange gods, don't you? I moved into areas and balance of joy, peace, love, faith in the music. I would leave that area and everyone would begin to look at each other, and the first thing you know, they begin to pick up the strivings, and it's just joy, 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 and here they went after strange gods. And I'll tell you plainly, this is exactly what's happened in the Greenville, Dallas, Fort Worth area, and they're going to get the tape. They begin to follow each other. And it's a dangerous thing, a terrible thing, for you to begin to gather people to yourself. You mean you want everybody to honor you, brother? God help me, it scares me to death. But you don't have any other choice. When you gather people, you gather unto Christ through the ministry that I've given you. And it got so strong, Paul was so firm on this thing, he said, when you deliver judgment in your council, said, in my name, deliver that one over to Satan for destruction of the body. Don't do it in your own name. Said, do it in my name, my authority. Said, then you're safe. When you go to try to do things in your authority, in your name, you get trapped. And the first thing you know, everyone is falling after strange workings in each other's flesh. And they go to having respect to persons. And here they go, they got just a little clique filled with all, I ought to use a real long word, but I won't, filled with all mess. I won't use the biblical term for it, which is evil concupiscence or whatever they feel, just mess, pure old mess. That's the reason why I descended on you, Rena, you, Peggy, and Elaine, when you started that mess. You didn't appreciate it then, but you appreciate it now. I hope. Very plain. You don't have but one safety in this family, and that's to follow the one that God placed as father. Well, who do you follow? I follow Jesus Christ. But who else? John, Paul, the others? The ministry's been given to me. I must follow. I found myself trapped one time trying to perfect love. I did. Trying to get it directly from Jesus. And you know what was spoken to me? Said, he that received the one I sent received me. I knew what he meant, John. So you know where I went? Right to the writings of John, and I began to pick up that spirit of love of his, and I stole it from him, just like Jacob. Ooh, I didn't have it myself, so I got it from him. Ooh. Right there in that spirit and those words, I began to read those words and sing those words, and there, Jesus working through the writings of John, began to move through me in weeping and love. I couldn't get them directly from him. Because he didn't choose me to get those things directly from him. He chose John to be the first father, perfecting of love and grace, didn't he? Ooh. And I could carry you right on many other things that I've tried to get directly from the Lord. No way. He said, I've already revealed it. I've already chosen the men to give it to you. He said, I'll teach you. If you will honor those people that I've sent, you shall not see me again until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed art thou, Matthew, thou have revealed Jesus Christ alive in the midst. Blessed art thou, Mark. Blessed art thou, Isaiah. Blessed art thou, John. Blessed art thou, Jeremiah. Blessed art thou, David. Well, Brother Purdy, you're honoring men, absolutely. The ones that God honored. But then I pick up the life of God in them. Ooh. Why, that's honoring the flesh of men. They're not in the flesh of men there. I'm going to get me a private revelation. You'll never get it. Already finished. Through men chosen of God. You'll never get any private revelation in this kingdom. All those are collected together and given to you right through this ministry. You'll take that ministry, this ministry given to you, and as you yield to that, he'll form in you your ministry and even greater works than these. But you start right here. You don't sit and wait for any private revelation. Through Jesus Christ, you now have become, a reproduction, of God in the earth. Kings and priests, to rule and reign. manifesting his love.
Manifesting his love.
And his power.
And his power.
Being now at rest.
Being now at rest.
Like your Father God.
Like your Father God.
Let the Holy Ghost.
Let the Holy Ghost.
Move his life through you.
Move his life through you.
In love, grace, and life.
In love, grace, and life.
Dominion and power.
Dominion and power.
Capturing the whole world.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father. Not by the knowledge.
Not by the knowledge.
Of good and evil.
Of good and evil.
Working in.
Working in.
Your carnal mind.
Your carnal mind.
But by the process.
But by.
Of regeneration.
Of regeneration.
God working through Christ.
God working through Christ.
Produces his life in you.
Produces life in you.
Our Father produced.
Our Father produced.
His nature in Jesus.
His nature in Jesus.
Made him. A quickening spirit.
A quickening spirit.
Then as you by faith receive Jesus.
By faith receive Jesus.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Put his person in you.
Put his person in you.
Then by the process.
Process
of regeneration.
Of regeneration.
And the renewing.
And the renewing.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
By the washings of.
The washings of.
The words of truth.
The words of truth.
His life in you. Now let me give you a little secret. When you go to study this scripture or listen to a tape, I'm going to give you this little secret real good. Make your confession. I am not listening, but Christ in me is listening. You come at rest, the Spirit will take that life of Christ in you, ooh, and begin to wash that word through your mind and your body, ooh, identifying yourself with that new man in you, that washing that water by the word, just grow him right up in your mind, grow him, grow him, grow him, and he takes his word and forms his fullness right in you. Coming at rest and learning to listen by the Spirit instead of the mind. And that washing of that water of the word, whew, 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 washes out the old you, washes in the new you, and just wave after washing, a wave of that heavenly water that's in that word, brings forth the fullness of your Father in you, the fullness of your ministry. Now listen to this. Now we have the order of the kingdom.
The order of the kingdom.
The men are made like unto our Father.
Like unto our Father.
The women are made.
The women are made.
like the Mother, Holy Ghost.
Like the Mother, Holy Ghost.
The sons and daughters.
The sons and daughters.
Made like unto Jesus.
Made like unto Jesus.
As they grow up.
As they grow up.
Become mothers and fathers.
Become mothers and fathers.
The little children.
The little children.
Still yet innocent.
Still yet innocent.
Are delivered directly.
Are delivered directly.
Into the Father.
Into the Father.
In the family.
In the family.
They are taught like Jesus. Now, God considers himself the Creator God. But he considers himself to be imperfect without the Holy Ghost, his wife, and the Son, Jesus. So you go through these three processes in your growing up. Come like Jesus. The men, come like Jesus, move on in to the Creator, the Father-type ministry. Women become like Jesus. Christ, they're neither male or female. They move on in and begin to reflect the life of the Holy Ghost, God the Holy Ghost, in the earth. It's that simple. It's real simple. Isn't it real simple? And then the little children. You remember John said, I'll write unto you little children. The little children, because you have known the Father. The little children come, they are delivered directly through Jesus Christ into the Father. And there in the family, they are taught and raised up just like Jesus was. Into the fullness of the Father or the Holy Ghost. So simple. Inside our Father.
Inside our Father.
We are all his family.
We are all his family.
Family of fire.
Family of fire.
Sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters.
Mothers and fathers.
Mothers and fathers.
Little children.
Little children.
With fire we have overcome.
With fire we have overcome.
The wicked one.
The wicked one.
chitanda borande gorilla landel chitondala no bosanda larelo pandala The spirit of life, the spirit of glory, the light I'm upon. Moves through my body. Shalanda bonda, leto branda, boshanda la la, parelo.
John 10:33. The Jews answered him, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself out to be God." Jesus answered them, "Has it not been written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If you call them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God'? And then the scripture that is quoted in John, Psalms 82:6. I said, you are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. To confirm and support, Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them. Psalms 8:5. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. The word for angels can also be translated God. Thou hast made him a little lower than God. Elohim. Psalms 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Hebrews 2:7. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Again, showing the dominion power man was created with. Genesis 9:6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. A hint here. That when we murder part of or a reproduction of God. First Corinthians 11:7. For a man ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is in the image and glory of God. James 3:9. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which is made after the likeness of God. Isaiah 43:1-7. But now thus saith the Lord, your Creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba. In your place. Since you are precious in my sight, since you are honored and I love you, I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Here again we see God's jealousy and his protection over the creatures that he's made like himself. In Genesis 3:4-5, we see a connection between God and his creation. And in the temptation offered by Satan, we see a hint here of the desire of the human race to be identified or to be like God. And the serpent said to the woman, you surely shall not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Satan here appealed to the woman and part of his appeal was to go ahead and eat this. You do want to be like God, don't you? This is how you can do it. And even Satan himself once an unfallen angel, it was his desire not only to be like God, but to perhaps replace him, that caused him to be cast out of heaven. In Revelation 22, verse 3, and there shall no longer be any curse. To summarize, men and women were created with a godlike nature to have dominion over God's creation, over the work of his hands. To be the caretaker and the representative of God in the earth in his creation of Eden. Adam and Eve were miniature reproductions of God himself. For over and over again we read in the scriptures that we are created in his likeness, in his image. The Father God very distinctly wants to give his creation, man, wants him to have strongly the impression that he is created in the likeness of his Father God, and that he was created to be like him, to have dominion, to rule and reign. So it should be no great thing to preach and proclaim what has been the will of the Father all along, that his sons are to be reproductions of himself. Then, of course, man fell in temptation, and for the most part lost his dominion power. But in the coming down of the New Jerusalem, there is no more curse. And of course, the things that were lost in the fall have been restored, including the godlike nature of the sons of God. Their nature to rule and reign, to have dominion. The power over the animals and the beast and every creeping and crawling thing. Over the fowls, over the air, over the beasts of the field. These have been restored. So it is no great thing to say that we are gods. That we are like God. Even though it's going to stir up the religious people, even as it stirred up the religious people of Christ's first earthly ministry, making ourselves to be out like God.